WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. That's how it will feel today. An excessive heat warning is in effect from 11 this morning until 9 tonight. The actual temperature will hit a high around 100.
And when you combine that with the humidity, that's going to make the heat index be close to about 110 degrees for most areas, maybe even as high as 115 degrees during peak heating hours this afternoon and early evening.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian LaSorsa says the record temperature set for today at Reagan National was an actual temperature of 106 degrees in 1930. As people crank up their ACs in the heat, energy use is spiking. So far this week, Pepco's Christina Harper says the demand for electricity has been 13% higher than the average daily use this time of year. Since temperatures today and tomorrow are expected to be higher than the last few days,
we think that energy consumption will be higher than the 13% demand increase that we already see.
Especially since most people are home and staying inside. But she says you don't have to worry too much about losing electricity and sweltering heat without AC. Harper says Pepco's grid has been performing well.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
If you weren't alive to witness that historic moment 50 years ago today when the first men landed on the moon in real time, you can get a taste of what it was like during a recreation of the launch of Apollo 11 at the National Mall.
At 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30, there is a special 17-minute program that goes into the history of the mission and its place in the canon of human innovation.
The Air and Space Museum's Nick Partridge says Apollo 50, Go for the Moon, will combine archival footage projected on the Washington Monument with the sound of mission control launching a rocket. The viewing area is between 9th and 12th Streets. Iran and Britain appear to signal today that they are not looking for a confrontation, a day after Iran seized a British-flagged tempter in the strategic Strait of Hormuz, a flashpoint in rising tensions between Tehran and the West. Correspondent Clarissa Ward.
At this stage, what we've heard from the foreign secretary or foreign minister here in the UK, Jeremy Hunt, is that they will be responding in a robust but considered manner, though he did go on afterwards to say that they were looking at diplomatic solutions and not military solutions.
Iran's state news agency says it seized the tanker as part of an investigation after it had collided with an Iranian fishing boat. Meanwhile, the Indian and Philippine governments say they're working to get Iran to release nationals from the two countries who are on board that British tanker. In sports, the Nats fell to the Braves 4-3. Max Scherzer will not come off the 10-day injured list to start for Washington against Atlanta this weekend. Scherzer was given a cortisone shot Tuesday to address inflammation in the bursa sac under his right shoulder blade. And Game 3 in that series is tonight. The O's beat the Sox 11-2. That series wraps up today. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Win tickets to see American Spirit the Show, July 25th and 26th at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria. Enter to win at WMAL.com/contests. American Spirit tells the story of a time in America when our leaders and music brought the country together to overcome two of its greatest challenges, the Cold War and the Civil Rights Struggle. American Spirit the Show, coming to the Carlisle Club July 25th and 26th. Win your tickets at WMAL.com/contests.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you struggling to make the minimum payments? There are ways to get out of debt, but the credit card companies don't want you to know about it. Debt relief programs through United Debt Counselors can help people like you get out of credit card debt and put you on the path of debt freedom with just one low monthly payment program. Get started right now and call United Debt Counselors at 800-828-8334. Get rid of the stress of struggling to make that monthly payment. High interest rates will be a thing of the past, and chances are you won't have to pay the entire amount you owe. United Debt Counselors has helped thousands of people reduce more than $160 million of debt. You have a right to settle your debt for less than what you owe. You won't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Get started reducing your debt now. Get free information today by calling United Debt Counselors at 800-828-8334. That's 800-828-8334. United Debt Counselors, not available in all states.
It's 7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, the earlier accident on eastbound 66 and near Nutley Street has been cleared. Travel lanes are open and really not any delay in the area. Looks like the earlier work zone on the outer loop of the Tysons area has cleared. Delays have eased through that area as well. Now, do keep in mind there is some emergency road work now going on Connecticut Avenue northbound between East-West Highway and Manor Road with the two right lanes closed. So far, not seeing any delays on the Beltway, though, through the Maryland area, Montgomery County, or Prince George's County. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, an excessive heat warning's in effect from 11 this morning until 9 tonight. Mostly sunny and super hot, with a high near 100. Heat index values as high as a whopping 111. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 83. Right now, 82 degrees at Reagan National with a feels-like temperature of 88. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you heard the commercials that yell, "We have the buyers"? Well, that's good for them, but not good for you if you're selling your home. I'm Eric Stewart with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have over 31 years of real estate experience and knowledge. Buyer agents represent buyers. When you're selling your home, you want the listing team that sells your home fast and for top dollar to represent you. Google the Eric Stewart Group right now or call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
I was the tomato walking on two sticks. That's what they nicknamed me.
I get it. Walking into a weight loss clinic can be a lesson in humility. But not if you know that inside are non-judgmental, empathetic, professional EMP 180 client coaches focused on your goals.
My name is Chuck Cohen. I live in Gainesville, Virginia. Emailed EMP180. That was on a Monday, and on Tuesday I had my first appointment. The first weigh-in was a big deal for me. When you lose 8 pounds on that first weigh-in, I couldn't even believe it. Alisa was my mentor. I was a guy who needed a cheerleader. That's good motivation for me. I weighed 180 pounds. I'm down on my scale to 157. EMP made me feel good about looking forward to the summer and going to the beach and taking my shirt off. I'm pretty excited about that.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. So are first responder, military, and teacher discounts. EMP 180 weight loss. Use it to lose it for life.
As the old saying goes, stock markets tend to go up a staircase and down an elevator. A lot of things can create volatility in the stock market. How will these events impact your financial future? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We look at stocks on the way up, stocks on the way down, and what causes them to move. To learn more, join us each Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM,
Saturday morning update. Great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us each week, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, if you can stand the morning heat.
Well, it's been a lot of heat in Washington all week, culminating this weekend. And the heat is between President Trump and the squad. And the first question, John, we saw President Trump rise through social media. Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama, very effective with social media. But I cannot really think of a congressman or senator, or especially a freshman, who's gotten such a rapid ascension to iconic status through social media.
Exactly. Look, it took several weeks of the first televised congressional hearings and the clash involving Alger Hiss and his accuser of being a communist spy, Whitaker Chambers, to make freshman Congressman Richard Nixon a national political figure. It took a matter of days on Twitter to make the squad, the four progressive Democratic members of Congress, Tahib, Lissay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Congresswoman Omar from Minnesota, near household words, at least among those who follow Democratic politics or Congress itself. Now the questions start. Were President Trump's words racist, as some networks have started stating as fact? I'm in the minority on this, and that I don't believe so. All along when I was growing up, I used to hear people say, if you don't like this country, go back where you came from. Or, even more simplistically, the saying of the Vietnam War, America, love it or leave it. Incidentally, I'd have people tell me to go back where I came from when I was growing up, when we got into a spirited argument, and I always pointed out, I was from Hartford, Connecticut. The fact is that he was not telling three of four native-born members of Congress to go back where they came from. It was a matter of, if you don't like things and you can't fix them, then you have the freedom to go to another country. I might add that things like this used to be said, and there was another saying, too. I don't agree with what you said, but I defend to the death your right to say it. Those are the words of Daniel Webster. Sadly, we've forgotten those words a lot. And in all the furor and the tempest that's created with Twitter, we should look back and recall free speech still exists in this country.
So there'll be a new name on the door of the Secretary of Labor, but it is not a new name around Washington.
No, it certainly isn't. Eugene Scalia is one of nine children of the late, and I believe great, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. He is the first son of a Supreme Court justice to be nominated for the cabinet since Ramsey Clark, son of Supreme Court Justice Tom Clark, was named to be Attorney General in 1967, 52 years ago. Now, much of the press simply says Gene Scalia is the son of Justice Scalia, but there's a lot more to him than just that. He worked at the U.S. Department of Education as a speechwriter for Secretary William Bennett, a favorite of the right. He went to law school at the University of Chicago, where he edited the Law Review, and then got a master's in business administration from the Wharton School of Finance, the alma mater of Donald Trump. He went on to serve as an assistant to Attorney General William Barr in his first stint in that office, and then he was recruited to be solicitor of the Labor Department under Secretary Elaine Chao during the Bush 43 administration. That's a powerful job because it oversees more lawyers than any agency outside the Department of Justice, 425 at last count. Yes, he is the son of Justice Scalia, but Gene Scalia is a lot more than that, as he presents an impressive resume before the Senate seeking permanent confirmation to become Secretary of Labor.
The New York Post and the New York Daily News are generally on opposite sides of the political spectrum, but they were both on the same page, and in particular the front page, when it came to Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, being on the campaign trail in Waterloo, Iowa, when the lights went out in the Big Apple. Are the lights going out on his presidential campaign, too?
He's going to be the next one to go down, number two after California Congressman Eric Swalwell. Bill de Blasio had enough problems serving as mayor of New York, and it should be pointed out, as a student of history, I could have told him that Rudy Giuliani, John Lindsay, and so many others who have sat in Gracie Mansion could never make the move to the White House in Washington, D.C. The problems are just too great and the stress too heavy in the city for a mayor to go beyond that office. My guess is he will be out of the race soon, and by the time we're in the fall, we will see the current race for the Democratic nomination with 20-plus candidates shrink down to a more manageable 8 or 9.
Who would you see as the front runners right now? And I don't mean in the polls, but you've got a pretty good pulse on politics.
Joe Biden clearly is in the position that John Kerry was and that other Democrats in the past have been. Walter Mondale comes to mind in 1984. it's his turn, and he's been out there on the rubber chicken circuit speaking. He's been around so long, let's give the nomination to Joe. The problem is, Joe may have been out there for so long that at age 77, he's just about worn out his welcome. And nonetheless, he is a front runner, Bernie Sanders, who so nearly deprived the Queen, Hillary Clinton, of her crown last time, is getting another shot at the top office. Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, he is a Rhodes Scholar, a decorated Navy veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq, a centrist Democrat, and someone who has a unique fundraising machine as the first openly gay person to seek a major party nomination for president. I'd call them the front runners, with Kamala Harris trotting a little bit behind.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, and once again, I'll keep it cool with commentary. Everyone, stay cool this weekend. And while you're out there, think for a minute of someone who we lost last week, my friend Wes Pruden, longtime editor of the Washington Times. He was someone who was a copy boy as a teenager, never finished college, covered the Vietnam War, and then covered American politics for years, having an unabashedly right-of-center commentary in the Washington Times, and then having his Pruden on Politics column, in which he came out swinging, no punches pulled, on just about every issue under the sun. As Governor Mike Huckabee said of him, he was a newsman's newsman, and in his system there wasn't blood, there was ink. That said it all, Wes Pruden, an American original. He won't be forgotten.
Thank you, John. 717 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Earlier accident on eastbound 66 at Nutley Street clear, but now there's a disabled vehicle in that same area in the right lane, but not causing any delays. Now, the earlier work zone on the outer loop through Tyson's after 123 has been picked up, and looks like traffic is now moving at a good pace. No delays on the Beltway through Prince George's and Montgomery County. Do keep in mind there is some road work on the Intercounty Connector westbound at Columbia Pike. Roadway will be reduced to one lane, so do keep that in mind, but so far not seeing any delays through the area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today and tomorrow, we have high temperatures in the sunshine of 100 degrees each day. Our overnight lows down around 80. Really no chance of rain until Monday showers, and we'll cool down in the 80s on Monday, and we'll be in the 80s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now in Washington, we're at 83 degrees, and it's 7:18 on the Saturday morning update.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Locally owned Novec has the most reliable power in the region. And we all know how important being reliable is.
Especially with my electricity.
Novec provides electricity from multiple renewable sources.
Yeah!
And will soon include even more solar.
That's great!
And Novec offers convenient 24/7 online services.
I can pay my bill anytime, anywhere.
Novec.
Power you can trust.
Psst, down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
What's the best way to grow your money? While you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com.
It's summer, the best time of year to remodel your kitchen or bath. The warm weather allows you to minimize the disruption of a kitchen remodel. You can cook outside on the grill, leave windows open to air out paint fumes, or better yet, take a vacation while the work is done. But to take full advantage of this summer's weather, you need to start planning right now. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of Cabinet Discounter's 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will listen to your needs and help you create an exciting kitchen that really works for your family. See some of our projects in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Remember, at Cabinet Discounters, we treat your kitchen remodeling project like it was our own kitchen. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS, or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
We have thousands of clients. Some were worried about taxes. Others wanted to avoid probate. Many lived in fear their money would wind up in their child's divorce case. All of them were relieved to hear about our Reservoir Trust. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English how you can get your legal house in order. Stop stewing about it. Know the freedom of having a great plan. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:22 Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are taking you live to Mission Control in Houston. And we're joined by Paul Spana. He is the exhibits director at the new, it's a real, just amazing restoration of Mission Control. And Paul, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Sure, glad to be part of this.
It's got to be a really exciting day for you in Houston today. And first off, if you could tell us a little bit about Mission Control. Now, you know, when we talk about the space program, you've got Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral, and then Mission Control in Houston. So tell us a little bit about the difference in the roles and what was happening at Apollo Mission Control in Houston.
Well, very simply, once the rocket clears the tower at Kennedy Space Center, control of that mission and what happens on board the rocket with the astronauts is taken over by Houston and specifically Johnson Space Center. That's when Mission Control starts doing their work.
Well, it was 50 years ago today, and what were the different activities going on in Mission Control on that day?
Mission Control itself there's a flight control room, and it's made up of about 15 or 20 different consoles. And all of the people at those consoles have different jobs. Some are looking at the resources on board, the oxygen supply, the electrical, the power requirements and needs and how much power there is. There's a surgeon. There's a lot of specialists that are watching different things on board the spacecraft to take care of the astronauts and to help them out because there's just so much to do. And what's really cool about Mission Control, and this is true for today too, is that each of those people in the room at the consoles are then supported by teams in back rooms, and then they have support behind them, too. So the astronauts are in space during Apollo 11, or today have this tremendous network of people all across the United States and around the world, too, that are helping to support them and make sure that they're safe.
So it was a near-perfect mission, but just prior to the landing, what happened?
Just prior to the landing, that's when things got... Of course, they were nervous, and there's on the Internet, you can see there's information that showed the heart rate of Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. And, of course, their heart rate is going up as they're getting closer to landing on the moon. But it was at that point when they were just like a minute away from landing on the moon. They didn't have a lot of fuel left, so they can't fly around. They've got to go in there and get it done and land. But there's an alarm that goes off called the 1202 alarm. And that came up once in training a long time before, but nobody knew what that was. And that's beeping right at the moment when they're trying to land. And where Neil Armstrong was supposed to land, once he got there, realized that there was a huge crater and there were a lot of boulders. So he was going to have to fly even longer and risk using up a lot of more fuel that he didn't have much of. And this 1202 alarm really worried them because they didn't know what it was. So back at Mission Control, there was a gentleman named Jack Garman in one of the back rooms, and he had written down on a note to remind himself that if this ever came up again, not to worry about it. And so he told the guys in Mission Control, we're good. And they trusted him, and they went forward with it. Actually, that alarm came up a couple of times, and it was really an annoyance to Neil Armstrong.
And one quick note, I wanted to play just a little bit of the audio as they landed, because you will hear the men in Mission Control, the tension, you'll hear it in this audio clip.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
So I think that gives you some sense of the tension at Mission Control.
Yes. Yeah, and that voice that you heard is Charlie Duke. He is another Apollo astronaut, a known admiss, and he was in Mission Control, and he was the capsule communicator. There's always just one person allowed to talk to the crew from Mission Control. He was about to turn blue because, like I was saying, they were running out of time, running out of fuel. And Neil Armstrong hadn't landed yet. He was still flying, and they're not there, of course. And so they were getting really nervous about what was going on, and I'm sure they were literally holding their breath.
So Mission Control went dark. Tell us about the restoration, and if people are in Houston, they can come to the Space Center there and actually go into Apollo Mission Control?
Yes. So Space Center Houston is a visitor center for Johnson Space Center, and so you come to our visitor center, and we'll take you over there. And, yes, you can visit Historic Mission Control, and what that means is there is the floor of Mission Control, the way we refer to it, where all the consoles are. And then there's a VIP viewing room, and that's where we take the guests to be able to see the floor of Mission Control. The viewing room is the room that was all part of the original design, and it was restored as well. And that's the room where the astronauts' wives and families, dignitaries, the Queen of England, the presidents, that's where all the dignitaries and VIPs would come. And you will be able to sit in those very seats. And it's been restored to exactly the way it was on July 20th, 1969.
And tell us about some of the artifacts there.
Well, prior to now, when you used to visit Mission Control, it was just consoles with no artifacts. And it was very exciting to be there. It's a very historic room, but it did look cold and sterile. That's changed now. The room has come alive. The monitors light up on the consoles. The buttons are lit up just like they were in 1969. And then now there's a lot of clutter with ashtrays. The headsets are there and maps and binders, styrofoam coffee cups. It's if they had a, well, we know that they had a box of cigars there. We found out exactly what brand that was. So we wanted the room to look like it was as if the controllers stood up and walked out at that moment on July 20th, 1969. And we didn't just get artifacts and randomly place them around on the consoles. Every piece of paper, every ashtray, every coffee cup is verified in historic photographs. So if you see it there on the console, we know that it was there by the documentation that we found.
Paul,
so now it looks like people are working there.
Paul Spana is the exhibits director at the Space Center in Houston, Apollo Mission Control Restoration. Paul, thank you very much for being with us this morning from Houston.
Thank you very much for including me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. SpaceCenter.org. If you'd like to find out more about it, SpaceCenter.org. 7:30 News is next. Then we're back with Tony Schaefer.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. It's another scorcher here in the D.C. metro area. The actual temperature will hit a high around 100, but it will feel like a whopping 110 or more in some areas.
We remain under an excessive heat warning, and it's going to be in place for the weekend, according to WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
The problem is not going to be just during the day. I think the problem is at night, the overnight lows are going to have a tough time getting under 80 degrees. Culpeper, places like that, out towards Falls Church, I think we'll get into the upper 70s at night, but it's going to be pretty uniform across the whole area, just kind of stifling.
He says if you have to be outdoors this weekend, do so either early in the morning or after sunset. And if you notice that you're not sweating, it's a sign to go cool off indoors. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
50 years ago today, Americans dropped what they were doing to sit in front of their black and white TVs to watch the launch of Apollo 11, which took the first men to the moon. If you weren't around then, or just you're looking to relive the excitement, you can do it tonight in the National Mall. You can see a 17-minute show called Apollo 50, Go for the Moon, that will combine archival footage projected on the Washington Monument with the sound of Mission Control launching a rocket.
That is going to be viewed from special viewing areas outfitted with screens and sound between 9th and 12th Streets on the National Mall.
Nick Partridge of the Air and Space Museum says the showings will be at 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30. Illegal immigrants are often afraid to report crimes to police. Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich wants to reassure the county's illegal immigrants that they will not be deported if they do. Monday, he'll sign the Promoting Community Trust executive order to reaffirm the current policy that prohibits police from asking about legal status. In sports, the Nats fell to the Braves 4-3, and the O's beat the Sox 11-2. Up next, traffic and weather.
Planning to sell your home, or if you had it previously listed and it didn't sell, call the Reynolds team. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty are killing it for home sellers. For over 30 years, Sarah and Debbie have been helping thousands of families sell and buy homes in our area. If you want to maximize the sale of your home, here's why you need to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. They already have the buyers, over 8,000 buyers in waiting. These buyers are screened and looking to buy right now. As a result, they sell their homes 3 times faster and net their sellers 6% more money on average. That's $30,000 more in your pocket. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price agreeable to you. That's guaranteed and that's in writing. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Blue Cross Blue Shield believes everyone should have access to health care, no matter who you are or where you live. That's why in every state, our companies are working to improve health and expand access to care. From training former military medics to serve rural America, to helping expectant mothers recover from opioid dependence, we're investing community by community for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
WMAL Traffic and Weather, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway now moving at a good pace in Maryland and Virginia. Earlier road work on the outer loop near Gallows Road all cleared away. Travel lanes are open. And earlier incidents on 66 eastbound, an accident and then a disabled vehicle all cleared away. Traveling in Maryland, keep in mind that there is some emergency road work northbound on Connecticut Avenue between East-West Highway and Manor Road, and that is blocking the two right lanes. Now from GarageJoyRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, an excessive heat warning's in effect from 11 a.m. this morning until 9 tonight. Mostly sunny and hot with a high near 100 degrees. A heat index value as high as a whopping 111. Right now, 83 degrees at Reagan National with a feel-like temperature of 90. I'm Heather Curtis, 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's Black Friday in July. Ashley Home Store's greatest summer sale event. Save 50% store-wide, plus an extra 10% off, too. Plus, get a free $100 instant coupon, and Ashley pays your sales tax. Shop Ashley Home Store in Maryland and Virginia.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. What do you dream about? Maybe it's winning the lottery or getting a new car. Well, for the 22 million Americans with obstructive sleep apnea, it's probably getting quiet, restful sleep. Now, if this is you or your bed partner, you know how disruptive and debilitating sleep apnea can be, especially when it's not being treated properly with CPAP. If CPAP doesn't work for you, it's time to look at the comfortable solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with one click of a remote. During sleep, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Learn more about Inspire, review important safety information, and get the sleep you've been dreaming of at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services.
Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Saturday morning update. Great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us, the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
All right. So, out of London this morning, Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has warned Iran of serious consequences if it does not release a British-flagged oil tanker today. So the question is, what's next? As we know, the Brits seized that tanker. They also detained another tanker, but I don't believe they seized that one. And now the Brits are in the midst of it.
I think this is where things could escalate very rapidly, because I don't think the British are going to mess around. The British did seize one of the Iranian tankers, which was trying to get oil illegally to Syria against EU requirements. They basically had put additional sanctions on that, so they did it. So the Iranians here, I think, are actually kind of doing things to unite the Brits and I think the Europeans against the, their interests and support the United States. And there could well be military action. We're not talking about regional action. We're talking about probably small unit action where they go and see something. I just think the British are at the point of where they're just not going to mess around if a British flagged vessel is seized. And frankly, I think we're going to be of a mind to support whatever they want to do to further show the Iranians that if they continue to do things which are provocative, there's going to be greater and greater damage to their interests and, frankly, greater and greater escalation of military responses.
I can't say that I understand the Iranian diplomatic and foreign policy on this by, you know, uniting the U.S. and all of the European countries, especially after the recent rift between the U.S. and Great Britain over the ambassador's comments. As an example, Iran this week claiming the European nations are not holding up their end of the nuclear deal.
I think part of it is the Iranians are attempting to do what the Iranians want to do, which is increase their influence. At the same time, Rick, they don't know what the consequences are going to be. I mean, under the Obama administration, they were pretty much assured they could do virtually anything because the Obama administration wanted that deal. This administration does not want a deal unless they can come back to the table and negotiate a new one. And I think that's where we're at. Both sides have specific objectives, And the Iranians in particular are trying to basically incrementally push forward to see how provocative they can be to achieve their national security and diplomatic objectives without essentially getting whacked over the head really hard with a big bat. And I think that's why you see this kind of slow motion activity on their part.
So there's some talk that we may begin escorting ships, which could provoke incidents.
Right.
And do you think they would make a first move that would actually be an attack that could involve casualties from U.S. servicemen and women?
Excellent question, Rick. And the answer is, I think if there's a perception of weakness, that if they can do something and get away with it, of course they're going to try it. Again, we saw this under the Obama administration where U.S. sailors on a reconnaissance mission were seized, taken prisoner in international waters, and they got away scot-free. So the answer is if they perceive that there's a weakness that they can do it, they'll do it. At this point in time, I think it's very important that if we start those escorts, we make it abundantly clear that there will be deadly force used to protect the interests of the United States and our allies. And again, this cannot be, this is not for provocation. It's to make it very clear that there's going to be consequences to anything like that happening. And we know we have very brave men and women in uniform. They will do what they're asked to do. And there's no reason to put their life in danger without assuring them that there's going to be everything done to protect them and do things to make sure it doesn't happen. And you ensure that by making it clear you're going to prevent or attack the Iranians should they attempt to kill Americans. And remember, they have killed Americans in Iraq by providing insurgents during the Iraq war military gear and equipment and funding as well as training. So it's not the first time the Iranians have taken shots at us. There has to be consequences this time if they do it.
All right. We got about 2 minutes a topic, and we got two topics to hit here, Tony.
Yeah.
So the squad versus President Trump. And I just want to say that you and I both grew up at a time when we went through the anti-war movement. We were young, but we heard the chants of love it or leave it.
Right.
And that was messaging at the time. There were anti-war protests. People who didn't want to hear that said love it or leave it. And I think that was what sort of was behind President Trump's tweets. But they've been morphed into racist tweets, and now they are proclaimed as racist tweets by the news media as fact.
I've seen the messaging on this, and I'm just appalled. Yes, the president basically said, and I got what he said, if you don't like it here, you can go somewhere else. You know, it's really that simple. And a lot of those horrible things those congresswomen said, it was fine at the point of where he just pushed back. That's all it is. And nobody's saying you got to leave the country to go because of your color, race, anything. It's just, hey, if you are unhappy with the policies and constitution, there are better countries perhaps that you should go to explore opportunity. Say Cuba. So, you know, things like that. But it was not meant as a racist comment whatsoever.
All right. And I want to spend a couple minutes here on Space Force. Obviously, the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, it's in the news this weekend. President talking about space exploration yesterday and Space Force when he was at the White House and hosted Michael Collins and also the great Buzz Aldrin yesterday at the White House. So your thoughts on Apollo 11 and Space Force?
Well, I was I'm old enough, like you, Rick, to remember the actual landing. I was 6 years old at the time, and I remember watching it on TV and looking up at the full moon that night and just in amazement. I think we need to go back. We have a schedule to be back on the moon by 2024 for purposes of moving on to Mars. And all the things that that should have been done in the 70s, which the people lost interest in, should be done now. And it's in our interest, as you mentioned, Space Command, Space Force, it's in our interest to both have the military control of that environment as well as begin commercial exploitation of that environment. That's what's different now. NASA and other commercial companies will be working together to create the path for new technology and more exploration, and the military will be there to assist in making sure it's all protected. So I think it's a good plan. It's long overdue, and I think we're finally moving back into space.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, is always great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update, and stay cool today.
All right, you too. Thanks, Rick.
All right, you bet. 7:44, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. In a couple of minutes, we'll be chatting with KT McFarland. But first, we're going to head over to Jeff Mars in the Weather Channel Center this morning. And, Jeff, we're expecting actual high temperatures of how high today in the Washington area?
Yeah, right around 100 degrees, and that's going to flirt with some record highs. The all-time record high, in fact, was set on this date at Reagan National back in 1930, 106. Don't think we'll get quite that high, but the BWI record for the state, 102 in 1930 as well, and as far as Dulles, 101 in 1980, so pretty close to some of those marks.
All right, you mentioned that it's been a long time since we hit 106, and I think some folks may say, hey, this is all indicative of climate change and global warming. And the question I asked you earlier this morning is, do we expect more 100-degree temperatures during this summer, or is this just a fluke?
Well, we certainly are going to have some relief from this heat as we head throughout next week. We're going to have a cold front that's currently across parts of the Great Lakes down towards the Rockies. It will pay us a visit, bring in some showers and storms and some cloud cover. That will cool us down. In fact, it will be 20 degrees cooler on Tuesday as we get close to 80 for a high. That will certainly feel a lot better than highs in the 80s pretty much the rest of the work week. So certainly once we get past this weekend, we're going to get a break. Now, of course, we still have to get through the rest of this month and through August, so we can't run any more stretches of very hot weather.
And one thing, the heat index, if you could explain what that means to somebody that's going to be out there, and what are we anticipating today?
Yeah, the heat index is basically the apparent temperature, what it's going to feel like if you are going to be out in this heat and humidity, and you take the actual air temperature and combine it with the relative humidity, and that produces the heat index. And anytime you get a heat index up to 105 or greater for 2 hours or more, that meets the criteria for the National Weather Service to issue that excessive heat warning, which is going to be the case from 11 this morning until 9 o'clock tonight. We've got an excessive heat watch for Sunday, so I expect that to be changed over to a warning as we make our way towards the end of the weekend tomorrow. Now, how high these heat indices will climb today, possibly up there between 105 and 115. That's how hot it will feel if you're going to be out from late this morning into the start of the evening.
Jeff, thank you very much. Jeff Maher at the Weather Channel. 7:46, Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL, and we head over to Michelle Murray in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Problems in Virginia now. New accident reported on 95 southbound after Dumfries Road. This accident is blocking the left lane, and it is slow from Dale Boulevard. Eastbound 66 at Nutley Street, a disabled vehicle moved to the right shoulder. A little bit of volume there. So far, the Beltway, though, is looking good throughout Maryland and Virginia. Do keep in mind there is some road work right now traveling on the Dulles Toll Road eastbound at the main toll plaza. Two center lanes closed with a long-term work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, high temperatures of 100 in the sunshine. Our overnight lows down to 80. For Monday, look for scattered thunderstorms, highs around 90. Thunderstorms on Tuesday, high 78. And Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 82. Right now in Washington, temperature standing at a very warm 83 degrees.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Fast is crystal clear calls on the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like being able to join conference calls with one touch, without clumsy dial-ins and pins. And a Be Anywhere feature that lets you make and receive calls from any device and have them appear to be coming from your business line. Plus, over 30 other Comcast Business voice features to help improve productivity. For a limited time, save on an innovative voice solution and TV for your business when you get fast, reliable internet. Get started with 25 megabit internet and free installation for only $39.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I've got a news flash for you. People look at your jawline. It simply tells your age. Robin from Lubbock, Texas writes in and says, I put Genucel jawline cream on my neck 2 or 3 days ago. This is the best my neck has looked in 20 years. People tell me my face looks young. I'm blown away. Using MDL technology and Chamonix's proprietary base, Genucel's brand new jawline treatment specifically targets the delicate skin around the neck and jaw for tight, healthy, younger-looking skin. See results right before your eyes or 100% of your money back, no questions asked. Call now and the Classic Genucel for bags and puffiness is free with your order. And to start seeing results in 12 hours or less, Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. No double chin, no turkey neck, and no sagging jawline because no one needs to know your age. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. Get your two free gifts and free express shipping. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
7:50, it's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It is great to be joined by K.T. McFarland. She's former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration, spent part of her career at the Department of Defense, speechwriter, and also Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. K.T., it is great to have you with us.
It's a pleasure.
I would think you would be an excellent source of comment on what is happening with Iran from our foreign policy standpoint. Sanctions in place. What's next?
We're in a perfect position. Look, the Iranians, or their Persians before them, they invented the game of chess 2,000 years ago, and they're quite good at playing it. But poker is an American game, and we invented it 200 years ago, and Trump is really good at playing that hand. So let's look around the table and see what everybody's got in their poker hands. The U.S., our economy is the strongest economy in the world right now, thanks to Trump's pro-growth politics. U.S. fracking revolution means we don't need their oil. And even shutting down Iran's oil exports won't push the price of oil up very far. In addition, we control the international banking system. So we've got all the best cards. Who are the others at the table? Well, China doesn't have very good cards. Their economy is stumbling. Germany's is stumbling, too. Trump has pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. The Europeans aren't even grumbling very much. In fact, some of them are even blaming Iran for not abiding by the terms. And Trump's told all the foreign corporations and countries, especially the Europeans, you guys choose. You can do business with Iran or you can do business with us. Well, it's not even close. So the other players at the table, they've kind of folded their hands in this Iran poker game. But Iran's still at the table, of course. But they have a terrible hand. I mean, they have the worst cards of all. Their economy is contracting, 6% contraction of the GDP, 50% inflation, 25% youth unemployment, 40% youth unemployment of the college-educated youth. And on top of that, two-thirds of Iran's population is the young people. And all this is happening before Trump's round of sanctions. In addition to that, the Iranian leaders have been humiliated. Okay, their economy is in trouble. Trump walked out of the nuke deal. And it's kind of hard for a humiliated country to admit that they're in trouble, and it's kind of hard for them to fold because their macho's on the line. But they got their macho back. Trump let them get the macho back. They've shot down a couple of drones. They've done the business with the Japanese and the British tankers. So they're feeling a little bit better about things. And the fact that the former Iranian president, crazy Ahmadinejad, who hates America, when even he said last week, well, maybe it's time to do a deal. I think that they're getting ready to do a deal, but they haven't done one yet. They haven't taken their hand, put it down, gotten up from the poker table, and walked over to the negotiating table. But I think they will, for a couple of reasons. One, Trump isn't going to wait for them forever. Time's running out for Iran. The Ayatollah's 80 years old. He's in lousy health. The majority of the Iranian population is young, pro-West. That's Iran is where the original Arab Spring revolution broke out, although it was squashed. So I think Trump's got all the high cards. He can play this game forever. It's not going to make a difference in whether he gets reelected or not. And Iran will eventually have to fold. So I think what's going to happen is before the election, the Iranians are going to say, let's do a deal. We'd much rather do a deal with Trump trying to be reelected than a Trump reelected.
Quick question here. You mentioned Angela Merkel. She actually jumped into the fray between Trump and the squad. She's on the side of the squad, and our U.S. ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell, made some comments about Angela Merkel and why she got into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rick Grenell's terrific, and I think Angela Merkel, sadly, is ending her career in a very bad place. You know, she was a very good chancellor to the German people, and she revived Germany's economy, put them in a strong leadership position in the European Union. But she's going to be remembered for the stumbles of the last few years. I mean, she single-handedly tried to force the European countries into accepting this millions of refugees. refugees from the Muslim world, and that's probably the single biggest reason the European Union is going to fall apart in the next few years. And then the fact that she's jumping into the middle of American domestic politics, it's a new, I think, low for her. She doesn't like Trump, and she's made it really clear. She sort of rolls her eyes and shrugs. But to actually jump into the middle of this, and particularly to side with people who are known anti-Semites, I think it's just a shame to see it.
A lot of discussion this week about the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon mission. And it was a moment where the world was watching, and the world was united as we all watched in the wee hours of the morning that moonwalk, and watched really every minute of that week's coverage on the broadcast news outlets. Your impressions of Apollo 11 as we look at it today?
You know, you look back, and 50 years ago, and I did watch it with everybody else, the United States, we seemed invincible. We had won World War II, we had the strongest economy in the world, and even though we had the Vietnam War and then Watergate, the world envied us and admired us, and it seemed that we could do anything. And then even after that, we went on to win the Cold War. But you look at Washington today, we can't even secure our southern border, and they're practically having fistfights break out on the floor of Congress, and Washington itself is so infected with this tribal toxicity, and it's all being cheered on by a left-wing media that has found a way to be both self-righteous virtue signaling and yet at the same time racking up the ratings and raking in the profits. It's not a wonder that that we don't believe in ourselves, because we don't believe in ourselves, the world doesn't really believe in us anymore. And when I look at the astronauts who were in the Oval Office, especially Buzz Aldrin, you know, maybe Buzz Aldrin is right. Maybe it's time for us to reach again for the stars and this time head for Mars. Maybe there's one thing Americans can unite on, and that's maybe we should once again get into the business of exploration and looking to the future. But right now, I think we're going to go through a really crummy 2 years, and at the end of which, I think we will have some decisions made and some directions made. And I personally think that Trump is going to triumph over the squad and the left-wing loonies who seem to have taken over the Democratic Party. But what I hope Trump does in a second term is to do what Reagan did, or what even JFK did, was to rally the country around something bigger than ourselves and bigger than our politics, and the fact that we are the greatest experiment of democracy and self-government in the history of the world. We are the country that could land on the moon. We are the country that could reach the stars. And I certainly hope that in the next several years, we can get back to the 50 years that we had before.
K.T. McFarland, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow. 7:57, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden Traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
Forget uncomfortable dentures, messy adhesives, and multiple trips to a prosthodontist. You can get straight, natural-looking teeth in one day. That's right, dental implants done fast. The highly trained, board-certified surgeons at Nova OMS have the expertise to create a beautiful-looking smile in just one visit. Doctors Namy, Yagmai, and Associates are renowned for their surgical work and are committed to making your dental makeover as pleasant as possible. If you've been wanting a smile that looks and feels good, schedule a consultation with Nova OMS today. Unlike many oral surgeons, they accept most insurance. Plus, they have three convenient locations in Northern Virginia, Burke, Reston, and Alexandria. Call 703-719-4133 or visit NovaOMS.com. Honestly, you'll love your new smile after getting your teeth in one day, including the pampering experience from Nova OMS. Call and learn how you can get dental implants done fast. Act now. You'll be glad you did. 703-719-4133 or visit NovaOMS.com.
If you're going to attend only one furniture sale this year, make it Marlowe Furniture's main event. Savings up to 80% plus free delivery. Marlowe's main event. So big it runs until midnight this Saturday only.
There's so much to love about being a Prime member at Whole Foods Market. This week, members save on RX bars and nut butters. 40% off through July 30th while supplies last. Stock up for pre-gym, post-pool, and anytime snacking. Find more deals on the Whole Foods Market app.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. Stay with us on WMAO for the latest developments on Iran over the weekend, and obviously the warm temperatures here in the Washington area reaching 100 today and tomorrow. Heather Curtis has the news next at 8. Then we're back with Garden Sense. Stay with us on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM. WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.